This is Abilities at Work, a weekly podcast hosted by the Canadian Association for Supported Employment. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Alex Rashkanu. The second episode of the Abilities at Work podcast explores what the Canadian Association for Supported Employment is and what it does. As we sat down with Joanna Good, Executive Director of the Canadian Association for Supported Employment, we asked her to share about the organization's history.
The Canadian Association for Supported Employment, or CASE, has been around for about 26 years. We were started by a wonderful man named Sean Wilshire from Newfoundland, who was working in this sector and realized that there was value in creating spaces for supported employment service providers to connect and share ideas and innovation and resources. And so CASE has a long history of bringing together the sector, our hallmark event being an annual supported employment conference that this year is going into its 26th year.
We next shifted our conversation to learn about the Canadian Association for Supported Employment's Board of Directors.
Throughout our history, CASE has been led by a really strong volunteer board of directors. And so they represent most of the provinces and territories and are all leaders in their own right in supported employment organizations or networks. And so part of CASE's strength as an organization comes from the many years of wisdom and experience our board members have.
Our next question for Joanna was, what are some CASE initiatives that our Abilities at Work podcast listeners could benefit from accessing?
Starting in 2019, CASE really started to expand to offer more to all of our stakeholders. And so in addition to the conference, we took an initiative called Mentorability, which was having a lot of success in British Columbia and Saskatchewan, and brought it nationally. And that pairs protégés, people who are looking to learn more about specific career fields, with mentors, experts in those sectors who want to learn about inclusive hiring practices. We also started offering some facilitated online training for supported employment service providers in topics like job development and supported employment essentials. We've got a host of online resources that are beneficial for service providers and also for employers. So things like a knowledge hub, which is a curated resource library. We've got an HR inclusive practices toolkit and an interactive map where people can locate other service providers in their areas. And we've also spent a fair bit of time creating ways for the sector to connect with itself. So through social media, blog posts and newsletters, as well as the conference, to facilitate connection between people who are working in this sector or between employers who are looking to make their workplaces more diverse. And then most recently, we've launched into doing a bit of research. There's a pretty significant lack of current valued Canadian research on disability in the disability in the workplace and on the supported employment sector. So this past year, CASE has done two introductory level research projects on better understanding the supported employment sector in the country, and also in looking at the impacts of COVID-19 on employment for Canadians who experience disability.
Our final question for Joanna was, what is CASE's vision for the future?
I think we have a role to play in strengthening a united voice for the sector that ultimately will hopefully lead to some change. Well, one of the things we recognize in Canada is that each province and territory operates a little bit differently. So funding models are differently, approaches to support differ, the workplace and the economy in the provinces and territories differs. So finding a way for each of those groups to come together and look at the patterns and the trends that are happening across the country is really valuable. We also know that the sector as a whole is often underfunded, that organizations who are really invested in this work don't always have the resources that they need to invest in things like professional development for their staff team. And so I think that there is a really strong role for CASE to play in supporting resource sharing and innovation and best practices, ways that we can learn with and from each other for the betterment of the sector. Finally, I think with any issue of importance like this, particularly complex issues, having a united voice is important. And so for CASE to be able to act as a magnifier to the issues and concerns and also the brilliance and the ideas that we're hearing from our members across the country.
Thank you for listening to the second episode of the Abilities at Work podcast. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to subscribe and share Abilities at Work with someone who needs to hear this message. For more resources on connecting individuals who experience disability with employment, or resources on making your workplace more inclusive, visit supportedemployment.ca.